So, Justin, what exactly happened to you?
I was trapped under the tractor's huge tire as one of my employees was driving backwards and rolled over me. So I had a fractured pelvis, and which also resulted in hematoma, left lower limb numbness, and left side lower back pain.
And did you have any recommendations at hospital before your discharge?
The physiotherapist advised me to move only with two elbow crutches and make some downstairs management arrangements, as I'm unable to go up the stairs.
Okay, but can you go to the bathroom and toilet on your own?
Oh, no, unfortunately not, as they are on the first floor of our house, and I'm reliant on my wife, who assists me with strip washing downstairs.
Okay, I'll arrange the delivery of a freestanding toilet frame for the downstairs toilet. Now, let me see your home environment so as to identify suitable equipment, adaptations, or therapeutic interventions in order to enable you to be more independent around your home. But first, can you describe to me your functional mobility?
Well, so far I'm unable to bend, reach, or squat as a result of my orthopedic injuries, nerve damage and edema in my left leg. The doctors told me that this causes reduced strength and development of significant abdominal hernia as a result of the pelvic injuries.
What we can do here is to provide you with small assistive devices to enable you to put on your socks and shoes and a long-handled sponge for you to wash your lower part in the shower so that you can regain independence.
And at hospital they told me that I may have had a thrombosis in my left leg, so I'm anxious about weight bearing on my left leg for fear of causing damage or triggering thrombosis. The outpatient physiotherapist was reluctant to exert me, and my physiotherapy intervention focused mainly on exercises rather than functional mobility before discharge.
Right. Our goal now is to make you a single step at the bottom of the stairs using both rails on a daily basis. Eventually, you'll build up sufficient endurance and muscle memory to avoid falls and return to completing more stairs in a single go, and more activities of daily living such as washing, dressing, making a snack, and so on. And we recommend some OT sessions to enable you to move indoors without any aids and outdoors without your crutches.
Oh, I can't wait to regain my mobility and go back to work and leisure activities.
That's why we're up to in OT. So bit by bit, you'll make it.